Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great futurists of our time, author, filmmaker, joelbarker.com. Folks, go to that website. You'll thank me later. I promise you, you'll benefit from it. You want to, whatever Joel's up to, you want to know about it. Joel, thanks again for being here. Hey, did you see, Joel, where Scotland just decommissioned their last coal energy plant?
I did see that. Wasn't that something?
Well, did you see the rest of the story? How much of their power is now coming from sustainable power, wind?
Yeah. They can do wave power there, too.
So right. Oh, yeah, the North Sea's amazing there, the forces of that. But it did trouble me, though, to see all of the windmills. I mean, you know, I've been to the Coachella Valley.
Yeah.
And they the windmills ruined the Coachella Valley in out in Southern California.
Well, and remember, that was first generation.
Yeah.
So that's like looking at an old car.
There must be a million. There must be a million windmills in the Coachella Valley.
It's staggering, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Little ones, big ones, medium sized ones. But anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up, folks, is from a sustainability standpoint. You know, Joel and I have this little semi debate about you know, climate change and what do we do about it. But we both basically agree that innovation and encouraging innovation and technology transfer, where the government working with industry and working with consumers, is how we're going to solve our sustainability issue. And you've got a couple of things for us today, Joel, that will add to this.
Well, and the reason these are doubly important is because both of them are the result of research done in the Middle East at Middle Eastern research facilities,
mm-hmm.
where we don't hold them in high esteem for their research, and they are now starting to do some really, really good stuff. Manistar Institute of Science and Technology has, and this cracks me up when you think about it, has proven that sand taken from the deserts of the Middle East
mm-hmm.
can be a wonderful heat storage mechanism for those kind of solar units that basically have the concentrating mirrors. You know, they all point at the tower, and the tower gets to be 2,000 degrees
right.
centigrade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody finally decided to say, gee, we've tried oil, we've tried molten salts, we've tried, you know, I wonder how sand would work. And that's these guys in the Middle East.
I've been to the Middle East. The sand, they got lots of sand over there, folks.
Boy, and it's just, you know, can you see somebody saying, you don't think that stuff would work, do you?
That's kind of like the, you know, they found oil while they were drilling for water, right? You knew they
Yeah, exactly. What is this stuff? What's interesting about
this.
It is it works up to 1,000 degrees centigrade, which is 1,800
wow.
degrees Fahrenheit.
Before it melts?
In terms of before it, they call it agglomerate, but it stays sandy. And so it allows you to move the sand, heat it up, move it to another place that's holding the heat, and that allows you to produce tremendous amounts of heat during the day and cheaply store it at night.
That's the big problem with passive heat and any kind of transfer transfer. Is storing it after you keep it. You know, one of the things you with cellular, as you know, Joel, they'll dig a big hole in the ground and put rocks down there,
right?
And try to heat the rocks up and pass air over the rocks.
And
later in the day. So
and this it looks like sand, and now they did a special examination of their sand, so it has certain kind of quartz in it and a certain kind of stuff in it. And that doesn't mean that other sand won't work. I would bet it'll be interesting to see if white sand New Mexico is also.
So I'm imagining, Joel, this. Our great-grandchildren one day are talking about, they're not talking about oil. What's oil? They don't know what that is. And they're saying, the darn Saudis have cornered the market on sand. They've embargoed our sand.
Yeah, exactly. How dare they?
Yeah, think about that. Now let's move down to the Egyptian research.
Yes. So research done in Egypt by Egyptian researchers have found a much cheaper way of desalinating and unpolluting water. Two-step process. Energy can come from solar. Energy can come from flame, for that matter, but very efficient. And the choke point, this is actually an old technology with a choke point, which was there's a membrane that has to act in a certain way. It was really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The Egyptians have found a way to make it out of cellulose. And we know that's a wood byproduct.
Right.
Very inexpensive, easy to make, so that it can be done in a not a high-tech country. And what it does is if you're close to a water source, polluted or salty, you can turn that into drinking useful water.
Wow. This is research that's been going on in the Middle East for a long time, this desalinization thing. They're actually doing a lot of it over there, but as you say, it's clunky and it's not as elegant as they need it to be, is it?
Well, and also the scale that you need for things is enormous.
Right.
If you use it the standard way, this scale. So you can do it in little bits, middle bits, big bits. And that's, when you think about it, to be able to scale a technology is really helpful.
So this is sustainability research, folks, that Joel's talking to us about, that you know, like all the other things he's been telling us over the last 10 years, he's bringing it to our attention so we can start looking for it like 3D printing. You know, is 3D printing is almost for the masses level now, and so that Joel mentioned to us all those years ago. Now these new things. So be paying attention, and as the years go by, you'll start seeing some of these things pop up. We got a couple of more of these to talk about after these messages. Joel, good job. JoelBarker.com, folks. Check out the website. Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingham. Here's Steve Miller to take us out.
Come on and dance. Let's make some romance. And though the night is falling and the music's calling, and we've got to get down to swing down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.